Let's recap from last week. You guys had a rocking good time. Bok-Chul showed off some sweet dance moves. Our scene got a pauldron. Finch threw up. And Lux just kind of made out pretty good across the board. Got a cool thing from the box. Where we left off, I think that you guys were about to depart the temple after learning that what were we calling it? Mama's medicine? That it had to be like made into a tea and that would take hours. And you guys were invited back later. It's getting to be on to early evening. The sun is going down. And it's just getting more and more rowdy in the town. So are you guys staying in the temple? Where are you guys going? What you guys doing?
Does it look like people are going to Wainwright's yet?
Wainwright's is going to be, it says on the thing that the doors are, I think, at 9 p.m. or that it, like, begins at 9 p.m., the big celebration at Wainwright's.
Well, what time is it here?
Here, since it's early evening, it's probably about, like, 5 or 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So you guys have a few hours.
Okay. More pre-gaming, but that would be a bad idea. So, sorry, continue, Lex.
Well, we could definitely keep celebrating, but it might be fun to go talk to that dumb alchemist dude.
Oh, my God. You only think it's fun because he didn't touch your thigh.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even brought it up. I just...
So are we going to go, like, fight him? Is that what we're thinking about here?
If we're going to fight him, I would go. Definitely.
I mean, we could just surprise him. Is this, like, is it a masquerade? Or is that just, like, a fantasy trope that I'm...
It is if we dress up like teethly.
We could just wear masks. We could. There will be no fantasy red face. But... What we could do, maybe it's fantasy racist of me to insist that all tieflings are red.
Oh.
Regardless.
Yeah. Fantasy racist.
Regardless.
Look at us covering all kinds of topics here on meditating.
We did it.
We cracked it. We solved racism.
What if we... Did we talk about, do we know what, if Ungrel's doing anything at the Six Windows for, is he like hosting anything or is he expecting to like have it be dead at the hotel because, at the hotel, there's a ye old word for it, but gods if I can remember what it is. The inn, there it is. Yeah, so should we go see what Ungrel wants to do? If we should invite him, if we... Orcs party in groups, so like
I don't want to get drunk with my dad.
Really? Completely unrelatable content.
You guys haven't heard either way. I don't think anybody's asked what Ungrel's plans are for St. Oswald's Day.
We also have the choice. We could go see what's up at the Frost Touched Frog.
But we could do that.
The couple, the guy that we saved, and reunited with his wife.
Oh, cow.
They gave us a lot of money. We should definitely go there. They might give us more.
It's like a whole other place that we could go. Yeah, let's go see what's popping. Let's go see what's fantasy popping.
How am I still broke when they gave us money?
You bought armor, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't that expensive. Like, I only have 9 gold.
What? How do you have... What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I will give you 9 gold.
No.
We solved it.
Oh, done. Sweet.
I will give you a smile and a pat on the hand.
Nice. Already changed it on my chart, so you better take the money or it's just lost.
Okay, well, thanks.
A strong breeze goes by, and it knocks the gold from your hand.
Yes. 9 gold? That's like a gale. That's like a hurricane.
It was a localized hurricane.
Should I batten down the halfling?
called me.
I mean, the answer is probably usually yes, that you should batten down the halfling. Okay, where would you guys like to go?
The frog. Frosted frog.
Yeah, the frost-touched frog.
Frost-touched frog. You got it. Okay, so you guys are in the temple. So you make your way back by the marketplace, past the tower, and there's just, like I said before, like every minute that goes by, it seems like there are more and more people that are coming out. You are slowly making your way to the Frost-Touched Frog, and once you get past kind of like the West Caravan campground that's on the western side of the marketplace, kind of on the outer edge there, once you get past that, the crowds really, really thin out. And as you approach the Frost-Touched Frog, which is just directly kind of catty corner across the street from Six Windows, once you get there, you can see that they've decorated the outside of the building with these billowing black and yellow banners that are sort of twisted over on themselves, making kind of like very cheery presentation. It's dead out here. Like, there is nobody out here. Opening up the doorway, you are greeted by Zashir and Aoth, who were sitting by the bar, and they both leap up as soon as they hear people coming in, and they almost look not like sad to see you, but they were excited that like a big crowd was coming in. There's nobody in here. They both run over to you and they say, "Welcome back in. We haven't seen you in so long. How's it been? Did you want to bring any friends by?"
"Well, looks like it's dead in here. We should probably go somewhere else."
"No, no." And Zashir comes and puts an arm around your shoulders and turns you back towards the bar area.
"What do you have to drink?"
"We've got it all. There are some ales and... I mean, really just the ales. We didn't have time to get anything else in. So have an ale." And there's already one. It looks like there's no real kind of froth on the top, and you notice that it wasn't poured, so it looks like it was poured in advance, and it's been sitting there waiting. And she pushes it across the counter to you.
"Thank you so much. Oh, do halflings drink free?"
"This one's on the house."
"Yes. I will ignore that it looks and totally drink it."
She's making like eye contact with you while you drink it. Like both arms kind of spread out on either side of her, bracing herself against the bar and like leaning forward and grinning at you, watching you drink all of it.
"Thanks."
And Aoth is sort of standing by between wherever everybody else is at the moment. So between you guys and the bar, like looking back and forth from the group to Finch sitting at the bar, seeing if you'll all sit and join.
"I may eat goblin food, but I'm snob about my alcohol."
"Yeah, this is bad. This is just bad."
"I'm gonna walk over to Zashir if I can and just kind of look at her and be like, "Is everything, how's everything going since we saw you last?"
"Well, great. It's been great to be reunited. We've had a little bit of difficulty getting alcohol into the bar. Apparently there is a group in town who has precedent over this kind of thing. Not a legal governing body, mind you, just a group of people who are awful. And they make sure that we don't get our shipments. So I am concerned." And she sort of like, as she says those words, she's gently clapping her hands together at each one of them.
"Sounds like we need to beat some people up."
Does Finch look visibly, like, does she conceal her disgust at the bad beer?
She has a face that looks like maybe she's trying to conceal it, but it is, like, twisted, kind of forced smile through the grimace kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Are there any other beers out, or is it just like, is there like a line of beers on the bar, or did she just like pull up from within the depths of the bar this like terrible tepid beer?
Exactly. Okay. That is precisely what has been done.
Okay. Then Bakhtul will wait patiently.
Is Bakhtul just like hanging out by the door?
Yeah, I think she's like, she's, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. We should continue talking to Zashir about, actually, Bakhtul's like, Sharky?
Ah, yeah. That's the one. That's the one.
Have you seen them, you know, take your shipment? I mean, do they come in the cover of night, or do they just like show up and ransack the place? What's the situation?
Well, they've never ransacked the place. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. But when we finally got this one shipment through, they delivered it themselves.
What did they look like? And I'm like elbowing our scene.
They were tall, very sort of, and she like gestures like big, muscular kind of, but then she looks quickly to your figure and she says, I mean, very, you know, muscly.
Handsome.
Yes, handsome. Very much that. I didn't get a good look at their faces because they were wearing these cloaks.
What, did the cloaks have anything on them?
No, not that I could see. They were green, though. Does that make a difference?
Wait, what color were the cloaks of the people who attacked us?
Does it sound like the people, the three that attacked us?
Yes, it does sound like that.
Sounds like we got a town bully. No bully.
Has this been going on for other places in town?
Yeah, well, it sounds like the kind gentlemen that have been so greedy with your shipments have also managed to, you know, almost kill my friends here. So I've got some payback I'd like to deliver to them.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, not like that. It's just that we were worried that it was just the townspeople that didn't want us to be here. So at least it's not just us.
I think this group is just trying to control things around here any way they can.
Have you talked to the Lord Protector about this at all? Like, have you mentioned this to anyone?
No, not at all. Like I said, I thought that it was the townspeople that didn't want us here, so I didn't think there was any point in mentioning it to anyone. Sharky's men made it seem like they ran the town. It was only in the past couple days that we realized that they didn't.
You haven't, like, seen where they hang out, have you?
No. If I had, I'd be able to tell you, but we've just been here fixing everything up and trying to get everything organized. We don't go much place else other than here in the Tribor Travelers to get shipments from Waterdeep.
Why are they so hard to find? They're, like, everywhere doing stuff with everyone, except we can never find them.
Well, I'd be willing to pay for your services if you would take care of them.
Yes.
Bakhtul's gonna whoa. I'm gonna put a hand on Fitch's shoulder and be like, I think this one is I think we owe them this at this point, ma'am, it's personal.
But
and she's gonna like look at Finch's face. At this point, Finch, it's personal. And like gesture back to Lux and our scene.
Right. And she like takes a second and like really seems like she agrees after thinking about it a little bit.
If she
can't let them keep on doing this to people.
If Finch looks at Zashir in that time when she's like thinking about it, Zashir will try and like make eye contact and very gently wink.
Yeah, it is personal.
This entire time, I've been trying to get, like, a mug of beer. Like, trying to reach over the counter or, like make eye contact with her to be like, hey, I don't give a fuck. Give me some beer. I'll take some mead, ale, anything. But, like, the conversation has been going on. It's just been me, like, trying to jump over the counter a little bit slightly slyly to get something, but not really. Just sitting there kind of like, want some alcohol. Don't care what it is. Just give it to me.
Yeah, Tool is going to reach behind the counter and I'm presuming, is that a thing? And can I reach it from where I am? Would that be?
Yeah, you're pretty tall. The counter,
I assume that my reach is just infinite.
Me too, kind of.
Through time and space.
Yeah, you reach behind the bar and you pull out the mask from the temple of the... No, just kidding. you can easily reach your hand over the bar. She's not really even paying attention to you doing this. It's their first time ever owning any kind of anything like this, and they just kind of did this because they happened to settle here. So she's just fully yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'm gonna take the beer, and after I'm done, I've just been holding it while I chat, and then after I'm this is personal, I'm gonna be all right, here's to a future ass kicking, and I'm gonna cheers in their direction, and then like a little cheers gesture, and I'm gonna slug it back, and I'm gonna set the thing on the bar, and I'm gonna turn heel and walk out.
Cool. She will. Zashir will.
I'm just staring at the tankard.
Zashir will pull, as you lift up to cheers, Zashir will pull another tankard that was pre-filled from beneath the bar and cheers with you at the same time, toss it back and set it on the counter and smile. Just kind of at the room.
Finch is trying to hop so she can cheers with Foxhole, but she's too short. Sad. And then she's ready to go too. She's gonna scurry after her friend.
Okay, cool. How about Lux and Arsene? As those two leave, what do you guys do?
Well, thank you for your hospitality. I guess we're going, and we will take care of this problem for everybody. So thank you, and I hope to see you soon.
No, thank you. And I definitely come back anytime. You are always welcome to some ale here.
Really?
Oh, yes, of course, anytime.
Watching everyone, I'm putting this in our chat. Mm-hmm. Watching everyone slam down their ale. Mm-hmm. This has been my face the entire time.
Very much a grumpy child. Yeah, so do you eventually leave with the group?
No, I'm just going to sit there, looking at the tankards and, looking at her. I'm looking at the tankards, the empty ones. I'm looking at her and
She keeps smiling at you for a little while, and she's, starting to panically look between, you and the door as everybody files out. And eventually tips her head to one side and says, is there something that you wanted to discuss?
I just wanted a drink.
Oh, of course, anytime. And she pulls out another from a seemingly endless supply of pre-filled tankards. And she passes it over to you.
I'm going to slam it down.
It is bad. It is not very good.
Given where I come from, are there any notes that I could give her to improve said bad quality of what she has been given?
Different. New. Complete. Something else.
No.
Okay. Nope. No. Okay. It's just bad. Just bad. TM.
I'm gonna hold the tankard up to her, and I'm gonna stand. Are there seats at where we're at?
Yeah, there's two mini. They're almost all touching. I had to try and decide if there were going to be too few or too many. And there are too many. They're all pushed together, so it's almost a shelf there.
I'm going to stand on one of the stools or chairs or whatever the fuck it is that's in front of her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to hold the tankard up, and I'm going to say, nobody should drink something this vile. We'll fix this.
Oh.
And I'm just going to, drop the mug and, angrily storm out. Because there's nothing worse in life than bad ale.
She is too shocked to say anything else other than just, oh! And she just is frozen completely. Aoth as well, as you, like, go to leave. He's just kind of, like, mouth a little open, surprised, and watches you leave.
As I walk out, I'm going to say, don't pour it until they order it!
As you go, you can hear Aoth say, I told you not to pour it ahead of time. And you demand, you said that we would be so full. And that's about all that you can hear.
Oh.
So in the fresh, cool breeze of the early fall evening that is the day before St. Oswin's Day, where do you guys head to?
I say we go to, do we have enough hours? Does everybody want to try and get to Sharky and his men, maybe while they're...
Yeah!
Do we have, like, any idea? Should we, like, go shake down the Lord Protector? I feel like, I don't know that Bakhtul has ever trusted the Lord Protector. And I feel like someone's got to know something about where the hell these dudes are, you know? Like, should we go shake down some guards? I don't know. I have no idea. Because I don't, unless I'm recalling, you know, incorrectly, I don't think anyone's treated us unkindly, well, as a group, unkindly, with the exception of, you know, when we were jumped by Sharky's men. So someone's got to know something, though. Like, this is silly.
What about my boyfriend? Didn't he have a Sharky connection somehow, right?
He was lying about it, though. He was like, I simply do not, like, he was really evasive and, like, pretended that he didn't know anything about them. Like, was really stony-faced.
That's Can not we beat the... him up?
I mean, I did that once.
Oh, that's right, you did. That's right, and that was ineffective. Dang.
I feel like if we go back there, I'm just going to murder him, which isn't, you know.
And I'm not going all the way with it.
I'm not, like, entirely upset about murdering this terrible man, but I feel like maybe if he doesn't, if he's not going to, like, squeal, Bakhtul does want to punch his dumb face again, though.
Talk to the Lord Protector, and on the way there, me and Arsene could look out for the people that we saw. You guys also saw them. Yeah, we all saw them. They're the people that came to Ungrol's.
What? I wonder if there's something we can do. Could we, like, stage some kind of thing to make them come, like, fight us? What?
Bait. I could be bait. I could be bait.
I feel like you've been waiting to say that since the campaign started.
Yeah. Wow. Well.
Well, they might be angry with us now that we killed the thing to make the Lord Protector look good.
What if we made shirts that said Sharky smells? I don't know. What if we could do? There's something we can do. There has to be some kind of, like, if the entire town is going to be at Wainwright's, there's got to be something that we can do to make a huge stink, you know, to, like, have our presence, to, like, have this really aggressive. I know what I want to do. I want to go and talk to Harkness, the owner of Wainwright's, and I know that he said that, hey, like, no fighting, but I want to see if I can convince him to let me have a brawl there as part of the St. Oswin the St. Oswin festivities.
Okay.
And we can make up a song about how much Sharky's.
We could also get
everyone to sing it.
If only we had a bard that could, you know, herald how much we're gonna kick Sharky's ass.
Hey man, I play a mean set of spoons.
Well, we could always, like, we could go harass those. Were they gnomes that were just laying it down?
Yeah, they were going to town.
Okay.
Well, what about the shipment place that they get everything through?
That would make sense to know where Sharky is.
It is now about 7 p.m.
Yeah, let's check out the place with the shipment.
Because they could be getting late shipments in for the festivities.
Yeah, let's go try and shake someone down at the Traveler and see if they know, because obviously the, I mean, if they've got, unless they're either Sharky affiliated or Sharky, like under the thumb of Sharky about deciding who does and who doesn't get stuff. So
unless Sharky is there and runs it.
Well, and then I'm going to kick his terrible little ass. So
I'm right behind.
The point is moot.
All around.
It's a win-win.
Okay. So are you guys going to head to Tribor Travelers?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And you would also remember that the way that St. Oswin's Day goes is today they party, tomorrow there's a parade and voting.
Yeah. What if we fought him in the town square?
We could campaign for the postmistress.
Like, that's my whole thing. Oh my god, what if one of us ran for office?
I vote Finch.
Yes! Please, God, yes.
Use Finch as the rogue candidate.
Yeah! Precisely that. What if we go to Wainwright's and announce Finch's campaign, her Dark Horse campaign to run?
My platform is just that Sharky sucks.
Yeah, the platform is Sharky sucks.
But we have to be prepared that at any point they could try to jump us tonight. So we gotta be on our toes.
We're gonna fight them.
I will wander off.
Did you say that you do wander off or you will not wander off?
I won't.
Okay.
She leaves immediately. We can't.
I know, I was like, I gotta get the maps.
I turn into a mastiff and I leave.
Gone.
Into the sunset. You got it. And then
you hear a distant howling.
Nice.
Okay, so where would you guys like to go right now?
Tribor Travelers?
Yeah, let's go there first. And just check it out, just to see, like, what's up there.
Nice.
Cool. Okay, so Tribor Travelers is, don't have a mouse, but I found the mouse. It is right here. So it's just on the other side of the West Caravan campground, on the western side of the marketplace and the tower. Tribor Travelers is made up of two different buildings. So this one here on the outside closest to the road is for, it's kind of like a post office of sorts. It's like the outward facing side. In the back, there is this sort of like heavily guarded warehouse. It's not super, it's not like, I mean, there's not a giant wall built around it, but it's known to have like a couple mercenaries outside, usually at all points, to make sure that nobody takes a shipment. And then there's little stables back behind that keep the horses and all that for traveling. And then the center area here is filled with carts of all sort of like sizes and shapes, and like huge ones that deliver massive shipments all up and down the long road, mainly kind of gearing towards Waterdeep. Into the south. So, where do you guys head?
The one with the mercenary sounds promising. Because if they're supposed to stop people from taking shipments, and they are not, then maybe they're Sharky people.
Okay, perfect. So, this back one, right?
Yes, if everybody's good with that.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, cool. So as you approach from along the Tribor Trail, you can see that the front building, because you can kind of get a good look at it as you go past, you can see that the front building is completely closed up. Looking at that and a lot of like the little houses that are around and like the little farms here and there spread around them, they're all looks like nobody is there. There are no lights on. There is a board even that's put across the front of the doorway, not like nailed shut, but just like an additional board that's very heavy that's been put into slots on the outside to definitely close off this front, like, kind of customer facing area. As you approach the back side, this other building here towards the back, you can see that something similar has been done, and there is nobody standing guard.
Oh, snap!
Bakhtul's gonna pound on the door. Like, hey, hello, oop, anybody home? Hello.
You bang for quite a good while and you don't hear any kind of response. Getting that close to it as well, you can see that the horses have actually been moved from the stables closest to the West Caravan campground. And it looks like there's a temporary stable that's been set up at quite a distance away back here, further west than the stables currently are. It looks like they're trying to move them further away from the hubbub of the marketplace.
How's your nose, Bakhtul?
Oh, I'm gonna sniff.
Okay.
Am I sniffing for magicka? Isn't that what I usually do? I smell. I can like smell out magic nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, you could smell okay. other things probably if you wanted okay. to.
Should I be smelling for other stuff?
I'm so glad that I worded it that way.
It's
a note.
I'm just gonna smell. Can I roll? Should I roll like perception? Maybe
roll
this time
to smell.
Wait. I'm gonna cast guidance on her.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead and roll it.
Okay.
Beans. Oh, wait, give me one sec.
Oh.
Okay, cool. I'm going to have you roll. Are you just rolling perception in general? Like, would you like to do that?
So.
Or you want to do, like, just looking for magical items?
No, I'm just trying to see if I can figure out what's up. If I smell anything, like, do I smell goblins on the place? Were they run over by goblins? Or do I smell... necromancy. Does it smell like everyone is dead in the building?
Or maybe
I don't
if
know.
They rigged the building with explosives to like blow
That's
it up
good.
During the parade.
Do I smell like gunpowder or anything? I'm just trying to sniff out anything suspicious.
I freaking love it. Yeah, roll of perception. And
okay.
I will give you ample time to decide if you want to roll your extra d4.
I don't need it.
Why would you when you freaking
so
roll
good at smelling.
A crit? Natural 20 on that for a total of 25. So you smell the shit out of it.
I smell what was and what will be.
Yeah. You smell into the past. You smell into the future. You can smell the winner of the election tomorrow.
Nice.
You can also smell very faintly on Finch. It smells like vomit. you can smell that Arsene kind of vaguely, gently smells a little like an animal. And you can smell...
You say that like it's a bad thing.
You can smell that Lux is... stoned off her mind right now.
Night.
Let me see. What would you smell? You would smell kind of vast quantities of grain, some types of alcohol, it seems. There's a lot of, like, leather almost, that kind of like tanned hide smell. It smells quite a bit like lumber, and it also smells quite a bit like manure since the horses were recently moved. This seems like they moved the horses this morning. You can tell that. I think that would be most of what you would be able to smell. It smells kind of normal-ish. I mean,
okay.
it also smells like a lot of people, because you're so close
okay.
to the campground that people typically camp at for St. Oswin's Day when they come into town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, it's a melange of smells. It is all the smells that you could possibly smell. But I mean, they all seem, none of them seem out of place.
Okay. Bakhtul's just going to be like, yeah, like nothing, I mean, nothing smells suspicious.
Can I just start trying to like push the... If you said it's like a thing across the door. Can I just like try reach in and push it?
Go ahead and roll me a strength roll. Just straight up strength. Hoo doggy. Okay. So you
stand... I got a 13.
That was ridiculously cute the way that you said that. Okay, so you stand almost beneath it, like pushing upwards. How tall are you?
3 feet.
You are absolutely underneath it. 3 feet, one-ish. So you are, your elbows are a little bit bent, and I'm imagining with the way that this is on there, like you're using the heels of your palms to push upwards. As you do that, there is like a deafeningly loud scraping noise as you attempt to push this big ass heavy thing up. You can push it maybe like an inch and a half, and that is it. You are maxed out. It is really flipping heavy.
Yeah, yeah, look. She is real excited that she is moving it at all. She's feeling like she can just keep going, even though it's not happening.
I'm going to jump in and help.
All right. Let me have you roll strength as well. You will get advantage because Finch is helping you. Cool beans. You got a 12. So you as you go to join in, like, yeah, she's doing it. I can definitely, if she can do that much, I can also do a bit of pushing. So as you put your hands up to help push, you can feel just like Finch completely, all like almost completely relaxes her muscles and is like, And yep. You're both struggling with it to both Lux and Bok'Chul. They've completely dropped it the inch and a half that it was lifted.
Finch, you got,
I'm kind of like, Finch. I'm watching them with the same look that like, you know how when kids are like, look at how fast I can run this? And like, you're like, oh my God, holy cow. You're like a flat. I'm like giving them like an okay symbol. I'm like patting my bicep. Oh man, I am blown away.
Come on, Lim, use your legs.
I want to look at Bok'Chul with puppy eyes. Like, okay. Please help me.
Bok'Chul is gonna try and help.
All right. Go ahead and roll. Strength.
I'll be like crit.
I swear if you get crit.
I'm gonna crit. I drop it on their heads and everyone dies. That's...
Good idea.
The arms of angels.
But it can be a decent real.
Okay. Okay. So you join in, not that you would have to help at all, because they clearly got this.
I got this.
They're so strong. These two are just so strong.
I'm gonna like make a good show of it too. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna like hunker. I'm like, whew, I'm gonna like dust off my hands. You know.
Yeah. Just between us girls, the Bok'Chul and I, it is definitely very easy for you to lift.
Okay.
It's like it's hefty. You have to like put your weight into it, but I mean it's not like it's magically super heavy. As you lift it up and out of its little nook that it's sitting in, it makes the loudest like wood on wood scraping noise. Like, it's so loud that it peels off the buildings and it startles the horses like across the street.
Oh, shit.
But it's open. It's not like swinging open, but the wood is off.
Cool. Let's go.
We
did it.
Yeah. I mean, we did not.
Trespassing?
I guess. Well, yeah. Now I guess we're breaking and entering.
We still have those badges.
Yeah. We do have badges.
Please, I want to kick it out. Don't know if they give us any authority.
What if you... How You're heavy suspicious. Is this door?
I wanna kick it.
How could if Bok'Chul looking at this door, does she reasonably believe that Finch could kick this door open?
No.
Okay. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put my hand on the like inner side of the door jamb.
Uh-huh.
So that when she kicks, I'm pushing it.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Finch, you really cool, super strong badass that totally just lifted that really heavy thing all on your own entirely and completely, only on the power of love. I want you to frickin' kick the door down with a strength roll.
Heck yeah!
Sweet, you rolled an 18. So yeah, so it's surprising, Bucktool, how much force Finch puts into this kick. It's definitely not enough to kick the door open, but with your guidance and expertise, the door magically pops open. Not magic, because Finch definitely just kicked it open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna give her that, like, thumb. Do you know that, like, picture of the dude surfing the internet, and he's like, he, like, gives this to the camera?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give her that look.
Yeah!
I give her exactly that look, like, huh, yeah.
I literally just did it here. It's, like, my favorite gift. Good choice.
So glad.
Well, I have realized what has gone down.
Wait, what's your passive perception?
How do I see that? 15.
No, because I'm going to say Bucktool was attempting to conceal the fact that she was doing it. You might think that it's, like, a little sus that she, like, put her hand up there. But, I mean, it's not beyond reason that Finch might have kicked this down.
With that, I'm going to take, cut my hand and, like, grasp her shoulder and do the, like, pat that Bucktool once did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, wow, good job.
Thanks!
I'm so strong! I'm impressed.
Let's do it. Let's get in there. I'm marching in there feeling, like, high as Lux on my on my strength, and my friends are around me. Everything is great. I'm fantastic.
Okay, cool. You march right into complete darkness. It is super dark inside. Those with dark vision, so that would be Bucktool, just Bucktool in our scene, right?
Yep.
So you guys can see, like, rows and rows of crates and, like, sectioned off stacks of, like, bags of grains, all with addresses written on them, names of businesses that are in town, some that, I mean, even just right up at the front, some that look like they are from Melton or for Melton, just up north. As you guys sort of enter in, Lux, are you entering in as well?
Yeah, although I will say, this place is way too easy to break into for it being the store. I think there might be something wrong.
But you're going in, right?
I will follow very closely since I'm blind.
Cool.
I'm going to use Produce Flame, and it just stays in my hand.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so now the two halflings can see that.
Pretend I didn't do that? I thought it was just going to give a description.
Well.
So, hang on. I have to look at this. So our scene has managed to roll. Whoa. Our scene has managed to roll Produce Flame and crit failed on it. So I just want to take a little look see and make sure, because I'm not poisonally familiar with this one. Hang on one sec. Okay, yeah, no. It's just, I mean, there's not even, like, damage for it. So, no, there is damage. You can also attack with the flame. Okay, no, it says you can also attack with the flame, although doing so ends the spell. When you cast it, you can hurl it. So yeah, you would have to hurl it. You do when you... Whoa, I like how you, like, closed it. I was done.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're like, and end of story. Okay, so I changed it. So now the next time you click on it, you should be able to just, like, it'll give a description. As you produce it, it does... Since it's, like, the first time that you've really, like, taught yourself how to do this, it, like, sizzles on your hand for a second, and you feel, like, an intense searing pain, and then it's gone in an instant. But just sort of that first bursting forth of flame really hurt. So, yeah, so Finch and Lux are able to see all those things I mentioned. So all those kind of like rows of crates lined up and the sacks of grain. And as you guys start kind of like peering in and even getting your bearings so that you could maybe like search for something, you can hear calling out behind you, "Halt! Do not go in any further. Get your fucking asses outside now."
Shit.
Do we recognize the voice?
No, you do not.
Stealthy! I want to stealth.
What?
What?
What? I want to hide.
Bachtool's gonna. Can I see anyone? Can I see anybody? Can I see them?
If you turn back around, you are greeted by the hulking presence of none other than Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, that asshole.
Who. That. Was previously on guard at the North Shield across from the Apothecary, which is North Shield is another sort of inn that's in town. Very, very stuffy. It seems like they moonlight as a mercenary here, perhaps. Okay. They're wearing kind of the telltale, not quite armor, but you can see it's like all black clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And very like muscle showing, though, like as much as there's a fantasy bikini, he is wearing the sort of same type of thing, but it's like almost like a t-shirt sort of a thing, you know what I mean, like a fantasy t-shirt. So he's wearing a fantasy t-shirt with the sleeves rolled up.
Okay.
So very much like showing all of his rippling hulking muscles, and he is folding his arms in front of himself and he is staring you dead in the eye.
Okay, so I've turned around at this point, right?
Yes.
We just
I've got my arms up. I'm not pulling a weapon or anything. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, listen. Okay, this doesn't look great. Something's up, man. Where is everybody? What's going on? We're here to check stuff out. And we thought that maybe something was wrong because everything is not here.
We knocked for like 10 minutes and no one came.
Yeah.
I thought we were just going to take. Stop talking.
He's almost like bemused. Like he seems, roll insight, okay. And we'll see if y'all can figure out. Anybody who wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If you want to.
I have rolled a 2.
Okie dokie. Okay,
can
so.
Minus insight? I can't see. You don't know anything about people. I love it.
So Bucktool has rolled a 7. Finch has rolled a 4. Lux has rolled a 19. And Arsene has rolled a 16. This is pretty plain to see for Lux and Arsene, but apparently not so much for Bucktool and Finch. Finch is just like scared out her god dang mind. Bachtul is like ready and trying so hard to like give all of the reasons and excuses and talking the way out of this, because you know that this will be messy if it comes to anything else.
I'm going to fight this dude, but it's not going to be good if I have to. That's a sincere like situation de-escalation on my part.
Yes. Yeah. So you're not concerned with how he feels about anything beyond not squashing you all like little bugs right now. Lux and Arsene, he doesn't give a shit about what you guys are saying. He is positioning himself. It looks like he's almost like calculating the force that it would take to like smash your little skulls. And the answer is not much. Like this dude is just built. It doesn't seem like it matters what Bachtul is saying. He looks ready. He is laughing at the idea that you guys would try and explain it.
Someone pull out their badge.
And he's looking to each of you. I feel like there was a moment at the beginning where everybody was like talking all at once and like trying to explain. Or Finch, are you hiding? By the way, I think I heard you say that you're trying to hide.
Can I hide behind Bachtul? Like try and like hide shadow.
Go ahead and roll stealth. We'll see how that goes. That's
a 1.
That's a crit fail. That's what you would call in the business a critical failure. So you, the second that you hear it, you duck down to hide instinctively behind Finch, and you crash between her legs and somehow manage to come like sliding out so that you were like front and center, scraping your little arm along the way.
Dang it.
So he, Rock the Duane, is looking at all of you, still arms folded in front of him, and he flashes a quick, terrifying smile and says, I need one answer right now, and if it's not good enough, you're shit out of luck.
I'm going to step forward with the badge, and I'm going to say, look, we just took care of the, what was it, the stalker, night killer, night...
The terror.
The terror. Yeah. The nightmare.
The swinging, the rash bringing. I'm sorry. It's a real deep cut for 90s kids.
I'm going to step forward. I'm going to show him the badge. I'm going to say, look, we just took care of this. The terror thing that's been terrorizing the town. We had reason to believe that there may have been people that were colluding with him. That's the right way to say that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so our investigation brought us here. And so if you stop us, you're stopping us from doing our job that the Lord Protector themselves tasked us with.
He visibly rolls his eyes at you and extends one meaty, like how it's muscly. How do you get a hand so muscly? He extends one meaty, muscly hand towards you, palm up, reaching for the badge that you're producing.
Someone else still has theirs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think we all have them.
I threw mine away immediately upon receiving it. That is canonical. I do not have mine ever.
I'm gonna hand it over to him, and I'm just gonna like very confidently stand my ground, not arms crossed, like, but like my legs are like shoulder width apart. Like I'm ready to move if I need to move.
Okay, cool. He takes it from you, maintains eye contact, and puts it up towards his face and glances down and lets out a roar of laughter. And he looks back to you and he says, are you blind or do you realize? And he turns it back to you guys and he says, this says vote for Shindrel. Are you campaigning for her? And he slowly begins to crush it with his bare hand.
We were hired by the Lord Protector to solve crimes.
You all are idiots and you need to leave right the fuck now. All right,
we will leave.
And he throws it down on the ground.
I'm going to say, I'm going to need you to get the Lord Protector.
Huh? Why don't we just go now? And we can do that later. Let's, okay, nice to see you. Thanks so much. Bye.
I think the fact that our scene is holding her ground means that Bok-Tul has been like, yeah, all right. She's like planted her feet.
She's like, right.
And I'm just like be like pushing on Bok-Tul's leg super ineffectively. Like,
you are like tiny baby. Your push is like mosquito. I do not recognize at all. You are little more than a nuisance.
You do not yield to the halfling delegate.
I don't. I'm reclaiming my time.
Okay, very good. He's dropped the badge. Lux, are you seeing that now? So Arsina's standing her ground, seeing that Bok-Tul is standing her ground. Finch is trying to push or drag Bok-Tul as best she can. What are you doing, Lux?
I will also do the same as Finch. I say two halflings trying to kind of just like nudge. I'll try to nudge Arsene, kind of pull on her sleeves.
Teamwork.
I'm just going to look at him and I say, I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not looking to take anything. but I'm just trying to do my job thoroughly so that my name is not tarnished by someone saying, oh, look, they came into town, I paid the money, you didn't do the job. So you talk to whoever you need to talk to. I'll be right here. I won't move a muscle.
We're not going to have a name to tarnish if we don't leave. He's going to smush us.
His face changes instantly, and he goes, I am so sorry. I didn't realize that they changed it to 12 and a half that are guarding the town.
Oh! Sick burn. That was out of character. Finchin just...
my face hasn't changed. It's a stone face. Like, I'm here to do my job. Just the same as you're here to do your job. So you need to talk to whoever you need to talk to clear it up in your head.
He is going to... So how are you guys oriented in front of this doorway? Have you all, like, come out of the building?
I have a feeling I'm, like... Well, I'd be, like, right in front of him, wherever we are.
Okay, so are you guys, like, outside of the building, or where, like...
He stayed outside, right?
Yeah, he is standing outside, and he called you out to him.
Then I'm outside.
Okay. He is, without really looking to you guys, he is... Fuck me. Okay. He is going to attempt to walk between you towards the building that you had just come out from. For the person that sent me a message, what are your conditions?
Is he trying to, like, shoulder check, like, me and Arsene to, like, go to the building? How close is he?
It depends on how far apart you guys are standing. It looks like he is attempting to take the quickest path from where he is now to the door of the building.
This might be too much questions. Is he, like, trying to, does his movement reflect the fact that he is, like, overconfident? Like, he's not trying to, like, dart. He's, like, in my head, I assumed he would kind of, like, takes a lazy, self-assured step in our direction, right? Rather than him, like, you know, just trying to move toward us. Just immediately, like, moving out toward us. Which one of those is happening, I guess, is what I'm asking.
It's between the two. His movement is normal. He's making a step forward, but he's not maintaining eye contact with either of you that are standing your ground currently. It looks like he's looking beyond you to the doorway. So as far as you know, he is casually moving forward. It's not like kind of like strutting, not dashing out to strike out at either of you, but as he is casually moving towards the door.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm gonna roll to grapple.
Alright.
Oh, no.
There's nothing. It's out of my hands. Just like his meaty, meaty body is about to be in mine. There's just nothing. It's just that, it's all that gladiator training. Homies, I've got to grapple them.
We understand.
Okay.
All right.
You can't betray Bactol.
So this will be a contested strength roll.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll, you going to roll. We going to do the thing.
All right. Okay. Here it goes.
You're looking to beat a 12.
And
you rolled a 9. So he moves forward. I imagine, so tell me about your movements, kind of in a similar vein.
I'm gonna try and, like, she's gonna jiu-jitsu style, like, hunker and try to take him around the middle and knock him down, and, like, yeah. So I'm gonna, like, I'm effectively slamming head first into this dude's, like, rock hard abs.
Okay, yes. That is absolutely what happens. So he takes his casual step forward, not looking at either Arsene or Bactul. And Bactul, any onlooker could see that Bactul, like, had calculated this moment. I imagine that it would be that way for almost anything that Bakchul does, like, when it comes to fighting people, that, like, you can tell the second that you meet someone, you start calculating, like, how you would take them in a fight.
Yeah, I'm, like, sizing them up immediately.
Yeah.
So that when the time comes, it's purely instinct.
Exactly. So that's exactly what this looks like. He takes a step forward, and on instinct, you angle yourself so that you are charging at him, kind of like, I would imagine, one arm back, like headbutting him towards the abs and wrapping that back arm around with full momentum to try and, like, grapple and take him down.
I don't want to, like, be a butt about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would probably go both arms and try to, like, get my arms around his thighs to pull his legs out from under him.
Okay, cool.
Trying to, like, use the momentum of my weight to get him knocked over whilst trying to sweep his legs.
You got it. So we're going for a leg sweep. So, yeah. So you extending both arms backwards, angling yourself down. You almost do, like, a Naruto run at first, just, like, side note. DM me to you. So you bend down and you wrap both of your arms as best you can around his legs. And I, does she, like, turn at all to, like, try and, like, use the momentum of her body turning to, like, sweep the legs?
No, this is really just kind of like a you expect that. Because you're moving forward, and also it's really just I'm throwing my entire weight into trying to push his middle back and pull his legs forward towards me so I can get him to topple.
Okay. So as you do this, you feel an unexpected impact as he lifts, like, there's a split second of being off of the ground, and he in that time has lifted one of his knees up and brought it surprisingly far. He's surprisingly dexterous for how just, like, kind of big and hulking he is, and he brings it upwards, attempting to knee you in the chin. And he's using his momentum to turn you, so even though you're not spinning, he's pushing off with this bent leg and turning you around so that by the time you would have normally had him grappled to the ground, it's you who's on the ground, and he's not fully pinning you. But in those moments where there's a sort of struggle for control and, like, kind of ultimate strength there, he says, I wouldn't do this if I were you.
Oh, okay.
Panic! Panic! Screaming!
The second that you're on the ground, he's backed up and he has his hands up and he's, like, raising his eyebrows to you, looking down at you on the ground.
Dang. Bakhtul's not stupid, but she is proud. Which isn't a great
combination.
I think she's probably, honestly, at the moment, she's just kind of, like, stunned. Like, she's just on the ground. Like, she doesn't even really have time to be like, meh. Like, I'm mad that she's just kind of like, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't so, imagine.
Like, before I even have time to, like, reattack or even think about attacking him again.
Yeah, I don't imagine that this has happened often. She might not be able to, like, name, especially in the moments thereafter, she might not be able to name another single time that this has ever happened to her. What were you going to say, Arsene?
I was just going to say, where would I have been in all of this? Because I'm guessing I'm, like, kind of off to the side now.
Yes, so he was probably, he gave distance, so I would imagine that from when he called you guys out, he was probably about 15 feet from the doorway. And I imagine you guys met him maybe, like, a third of the way out. So he probably got one and a half or two strides into coming towards the doorway before Bakhtul, like, leapt and attempted to grapple him. So you wouldn't have had to have been, like, pushed or moved out of the way, or you wouldn't have had to have moved out of the way for it. You're still standing a little, like, off center of the doorway, probably about, I would say, what, like, 8 feet from them, 5 or 8 feet from them.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to slowly kind of look at Rock the Dwayne Johnson. And, like, give him the look of, like, look, I'm not going to attack you. I'm just going for my friend kind of thing. I'm going to go and I'm going to turn my back to, I keep wanting to call him Dwayne. Rock.
He's Rock the Dwayne.
Rock the Dwayne, I know.
Dwayne is a fantasy name.
So I turn my back to Rock. And I just extend my hand out to Bok-Tool and I'll say, I'll buy you a beer. We can come back to this.
I have definitely jumped in there and I'm like holding on my little fists like at Rock. And like, you'd leave her alone.
God bless, that's so cute. I think, you know what? I think I've thought about it. I've mulled it over. I think there is a pause where she's still just kind of, you know, she's not aghast, but she's almost gaping. And she's going to look at our scene and her extended hand. And she's going to, you know, do that thing where you like clap hands together. And she hoists herself up and she bursts into laughter. She is, it's like a good, like full belly laugh. She's like pitched over. She's got her hands on her knees. She like dusts herself off. And she just kind of, she points at the Dwayne and she goes, all right. Okay. Yeah. Huh. Well, I think I'm gonna like she's reaching for words and doesn't really have them. She is floored, but in this moment, I think she is mostly just impressed. You were right, I think, in your assumption that, you know, even the people that Bok-Tool has fought and assuming that, you know, she's ever lost, it has nobody has ever been able to outthink her. They've certainly been able to outmaneuver her. She's woefully undexterous, but this was just someone who got the better of her, who sincerely just had, you know, this was just fighter to fighter, well done. And she's kind of got it like, all right, like I'll keep my eye on you. I'm gonna remember that one kind of look about her. And yeah, that's what's going on.
He's definitely like smirking at you. It doesn't seem like there's any kind of ill will to it, but like recognizing almost fighter to fighter that you're like not conceding to him, but like at least just recognizing what just happened. He's like not laughing aloud, but he's visibly like he is tickled. He is joyous. And he's sort of like shaking his head just almost imperceptibly, just a little bit to himself. And he turns to go back to the doorway again. Does anybody attempt to stop him this time?
Bok-Tool seems all right. I'm not gonna for sure do anything besides kind of hide behind her leg again.
All right. So if he is allowed to approach the door this time, he shuts it and picking up that long sort of wooden block that was there before, picks it up and like almost like tosses it into his own hand so it gets a little bit of air time. And you can see his like muscles flex as he catches it and he easily puts it back in. It still makes that insanely loud scraping noise again, but it's like it was a piece of styrofoam. Like it's nothing. Rather, instead of styrofoam, it's like it was a piece of balsa wood. It was nothing. And he turns back to you guys and clasps his hands in front of him and he gently nods to you, Bok-Tool.
Our scene kind of catches herself like staring at this happening. And, like, does one of those, like, really bad movie things where you're like, no, that's gross, but intriguing. But no, I shouldn't like this, but hello. But no, what am I looking at? No.
He is surprisingly, for as strong as he is surprisingly, it seems like, very acutely aware and perceptive. And it's like, almost to you, Arsene, it's almost like he's like read your mind, that you're like trying to figure out what you're thinking about the whole situation. And you could swear he winks at you.
I'm turning and walking. I'm almost running away. RC does not know what to do in this situation, so she like goes and like hides behind a bale of hay or like a barrel and like just immediately like starts like examining it like, wow, this is the most interesting thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Would you look at the grain quality?
What is Lux doing at all of this?
Is just dumbstruck. She is just looking. I was trying to find a good gift, couldn't find one. Just looking back and forth between Foxhole and Rock the Dwayne. Just like, why? Why is this happening?
Yeah, I mean, especially to like a cleric, like how did they know that one another was gonna charge that way? It's like they planned it or something. This is very unusual, and I would assume that Lux like maybe hasn't even moved from like the time that all of that action took place and is still like standing mouth open staring at just everything that's taken place and like the last 10 seconds really.
Yes, totally accurate. She does not understand why this happened. He was letting us go.
Bakhtul, what do you do after he like resumes his position at the door and is just standing there?
So where was, I know he was guarding somewhere. It was across from the apothecary when we went, but what, yes. What place was he guarding again? Do you remember?
It was the North Shield. And
which is?
It is. So I'm going to ping it on the map for you here. So it's across from the apothecary there. It's like an inn, but it's incredibly stuffy and it's very much like filled with older people. Like if AAA were a thing, I feel like it would be mainly people who use their AAA discounts here. Okay. And like diners, club cards.
I can't imagine I would have like thought from there. But
okay.
Wow, okay. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you would have maybe made your rounds of like any place that you had heard of that was an inn or some kind of a hotel or some place that had a bar that you might have been able to fight in. You would have gone in and immediately seen that they have like almost travel posters that are like really dusty up in the lobby and just like instantly known that this is like some kind of like not the right vibe.
Okay.
And also, I just want to let it be known that Arsene has taken out a slip of paper from her new notebook and scribbled, "I'm staying at the Six Windows," and has left it on the barrel that she was so delicately examining and made eye contact with Rock the Dwayne before she walked away.
Ooh. Okay. I think, I don't know. I think Bakhtul's done. I think she's like, yeah, all right, okay. I think her ability to do any investigating in this moment, it is completely left her mind at all. So
let's get a drink.
Yeah. Let's just go to Wainwright's, guys. I think it's probably around 9. Didn't go well.
All right, I think that's a good place to call it for this evening. Once again, let's have kind of everybody do their little outro with who you are and your character's name and any place where people can find you. Let's start with Sophie or Finch.
Okay.
Your favorite part.
I am, yeah, it's always me first because you know I always am so awkward. I am Sophie and I play Finch. And I would tell you about where you can find me on social media, but I am changing my social media stuff. But on Instagram, you can find me at Sensitive Selkie. So go there.
Okay, very good. How about Ash/Bakhtul?
Hi there. I am Ash. I play Bakhtul, your half-orc beefy friend. And I, you can find me online, literally on anything, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Tumblr, primarily as Forgetlynot. That's L-E-I-G-H, Forgetlynot. And yeah, that's where I am. That's where I hang out. It's mostly fandom, D&D content, and whatever shenanigans I'm currently getting myself into.
Awesome. How about Lauren / Arcene?
I am Lauren / Arcene. You can find me almost everywhere as Lucky Misfit. I'm me.
Okay, cool. I thought that you were going to say something else, and you did, I guess, just say that you were you.
Okay. I am me, though.
Point proven. So let's round it out with Lux / Emily.
I'm Emily, and I am the Rushing River on Tumblr.
Very cool. And you are very, you.
Very to the point. Yeah. Everyone else is like, ooh, long stuff. This is it. This is who I am.
Let's all take notes. No. I guess. No, just kidding. Not at all. Everybody's lovely. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on our second episode ever. Oh my gosh, it's already 2 episodes in. Next week, we will not be posting, but the week after, you bet your buns we will. So we will see you in 2 weeks' time. See y'all later.